Okay, good to see everybody again. I hope everybody had a great summer. Everybody good? A lot of tans, a lot of smiles. We had a good summer as well as a family, and a lot of the players had a lot of big events, guys having kids and getting married and things like that, but also working hard, which is evidenced so far by what we've seen. You know, guys look like they're in great shape. We'll know more tomorrow, which is the official reporting day, and we'll see where we're at. But I feel good about our team that way, and we've had some good days with the rookies here. They've done a nice job, and I think they're ready for regular training camp practice. So we go from here.
How much progress have you seen from Bernard Pierce and Ja Reed from where they were in the spring to rehabbing to where they are now?
Well, based on these 2 days, they both look good. They both look fine. They didn't have any problem. You know, there's some full speed type drills out there, not contact, but the speed of it, and they had no problem. So we'll kind of work them through the first 2 days. Thursday and Friday are both they're full speed, but they're not full contact. So that'll be another chance for them to kind of take the next step that way, and don't anticipate any problems.
Same question of Mosley. Have you seen that he really adjusted from OTAs, learned his stuff, and then comes out and appears to know what he's doing out there?
Yeah, he does, and he did before too. I mean, it's we'll know more in a week. You know, once we get more in, and once the bullets start flying a little bit faster, and he's got to make decisions more in game-like situations, I think we'll have a better feel for that. But so far, so good.
Talk about putting the pads on, how he's excited for that. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Is how that's kind of the next step, is to see these guys, all the rookies, is once they get the pads on, get a better assessment of where they're at?
Yeah. I mean, the pads is the next step. I mean, that's what football is, you know. So we'll practice as much as we can in game-like situations. We'll try to make it as much as we can tougher than what the game is. You know, that's you can't come out here and play a game, but we'll try to put them in every situation we can possibly think of. We'll challenge them mentally. We'll challenge them physically. We'll try to play fast. We'll try to make them force them to process very quickly as a player in pressure situations and prepare them as much as we can for the games, and then we'll go out and play, and that'll be the final step.
Training camp theme, motto, slogan, mindset?
We got lots of good stuff. Absolutely. We got lots of tremendous stuff.
And they are going
to be? You'll see it. I'm sure you'll see the T-shirt soon enough, you know, but you know, the biggest thing right now probably is the two things we're going to talk about, two other things we'll talk about are team-related. You know, one accord is something that we've been talking about now for quite a while, since, you know, forever, but really through the Super Bowl year and to now. And then all-in is something that we're going to talk about. You know, what does it really mean to be all-in on something, you know, to be completely committed to something? And, you know, who do you do it for? Why do you do it? Those kind of things we'll be talking to them about, so.
Coach, did you have any kind of takeaways not having had a full off season to reflect on last year and not making the playoffs the first time? Did you take into the season that you're going to apply from last year that maybe you learned?
Not really. Nothing I could give you in one sentence, you know, that would make any sense that way. I don't have a cliche handy for that right now.
John, have you gotten any indication from the league on when they might give any announcement on rate fights?
Nope, have not heard anything on that. Yeah.
If there is a suspension or how long, does that dictate how you might have reps? And I mean, does it affect how you practice as far as the rotation as far as running back?
I don't think it affects us until halfway through training camp, maybe. You know, we'll just be business as usual till then. We're installing for the first 6 days and working situations, you know, through the first really two preseason games. So once we get past the second preseason game, then we'll need to know that. But, you know, whenever they're ready to let us know, then we'll be ready to hear it.
Coach, you mentioned to us, and I believe to the players as well, what does your family think? What does your community think about how you are on and off the field? Are you hitting that home again this first week of camp, or did you already do that prior to?
I think that point's been made. You know, it's been made plenty.
Coach, that being said, this is our first time speaking to you. We're talking about having with Jimmy. Mm-hmm. You had a chance to express to Jimmy how you felt and get his version of what went down?
Yes.
Elaborate.
Well, I mean, it's a private conversation, obviously, but I understand what happened, I believe, you know. Heard it from a lot of different sources and haven't thought about it since. I feel like I've given it the amount of attention it deserves.
And just to clarify exactly, the first day in pads is Saturday?
Or? First day in pads is Saturday, right? We got Thursday and Friday will be in shells, helmets, shells, and then Saturday will be pads, and we'll be pads pretty much every day from there on out in training camp, with the exception of the day before, you know, preseason game.
Talk about what you've seen, Coach, from CJ, from May to now, in the short 2 months you've had him, progress-wise.
He's made a lot of progress. I mean, CJ's done a great job. It's been pretty well documented, the job he's done. He's in a fight now with a, you know, for playing time, and he's got a lot to learn, and he's just beginning, you know. So we'll see where it goes. It's going to be fun to see. I think the first week we'll know a lot more about these guys, you know. Once we get to the first off day after the M&T practice, probably have a pretty good feel for, you know, in terms of giving you some kind of an update on these guys. That's probably when we'll know more.
So tomorrow the conditioning test, is that what it's basically about for the veterans coming in to check their conditioning?
Well, we have a way of doing that. So not everybody takes a conditioning test. It's part of our physical based on how much they participated in the off season. So the bottom line with the whole thing is that we're gauging how ready guys are to practice. I'm anticipating that our team will be in great shape. It really looks like our team will be in really great shape, probably the best, you know, since 2008. So we'll find out tomorrow, you know, on a couple guys, but we've already seen a bunch of the guys already. A lot of the guys are already here. They've already come in, so, and they look good. So I'm really excited about the work our team has put in. I'm fired up about it.
John, you had to have thought that you were going to hear something about Ray by the time training camp opened. I mean, is that a false assumption? You had to have thought you were going to know by now.
I'd rather not get into that. You know, it's not for me to say. It's not my decision to make, or any of us here. You know, it's in other people's hands, and I'm sure there's a lot of complications in making those kind of decisions. There are many sides to every story, and there are a lot of factors. You know, there are other people involved. There are other disciplinary situations involved around the league. I think that has to be weighed in and taken in context. They're going to have to sort through that and be fair. Really, and be fair about the whole thing. So I know the league is very judicious about that. I think they work really hard to do the right thing. I don't think they worry about public opinion too much. I think they want to do the right thing by the people involved, and we'll see where it goes.
Coach, in terms of conditioning and attendance in the offseason, were you guys fairly pleased with basically a packed house almost here in the offseason in terms of conditioning tests and not needing them based on your –
Yeah, you make a good point. I mean, that's right. I mean, we want guys here every day. You know how we are, and we've been that way from the beginning. That's the thing, and you want everybody here every day. That's the goal, 100%. And on top of that, those who choose not to be here for their own personal reasons, which we're not judging. I mean, you know, guys make choices, especially older guys that have families. It appears that they're in great shape, so I'm happy about that. And they know what they're doing football wise, so they'll be ready to roll.
John, Terrence, you hoped that he could be ready sometime during camp. What is the expectation that Terrence might be able to get out there?
Terrence Cody? I really don't have an expectation on that right now or a timeline. You know, we'll just have to see how he's doing and what our needs are. Yeah, he's coming along. He's doing a good job. You know, he's just not 100% ready to go yet. But working hard and very serious about what he's doing. I'm real happy with him. I mean, he's very determined. I mean, he thinks with that hip being healthy that he's going to be able to show what he can do for the first time in his career. You know, I'm hoping he's right. You know, I like to see his best.
Does the fact that you have a new offense and Gary Kubiak's here, does that affect repetitions and plans, even in preseason, for the, you know, the starting offense?
No, not really. I mean, we'll have the same preparation that we'll have next year or the year after that or the year after that with our offense or whatever offense we have. You know, guys are going to work hard. You know, guys will be in a different place, you know, as they have more experience with certain plays or whatever, but it's not like we're coming in here and running a bunch of plays that guys have never seen before. You know, it's just the way it's organized, and there are subtleties for each position, but they're not gigantic differences in what they've done, you know, throughout their career. So, you know, we just got to put it all together as a team. That's what we're trying to do right now. We need to play together well as an offensive line. We need the backs to be on the same page in the run game, pass game. And you know, we need the quarterbacks and the receivers to be precise in what they do. You know, that's what we're trying to build right now. So that we can execute when the time comes. So you put the effort in to build the execution. And you want to be able to execute under pressure when it matters the most so you can find a way to win the game. You know, make one more play than they make at the end to find a way to win the game. Those are all the things that you try to build into training camp, you know. Whatever edges that you can create for yourself to make yourself a winning football team, you know. One more edge than our opponent, you know. One more smarter way to do something. One more rep to build our execution under pressure. You know, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And it's a lot of work.
You've been known to split practices to get more reps for your second and third teamers. Does that mess with how Gary Kubiak wants to run his offensive practice?
No, I don't think so. You have to ask him. He had mentioned that to me. He seems happy with the reps, so yeah.
So it does mesh.
Yeah, yeah.
Meshing is not a bad word.
Meshing is good. You like to be coordinated.
Good.
All right. Yep. I have one last thing to say. I was waiting for the right moment to say it, but I got my quote. All right. You guys ready for it? There are many battles looming on the upcoming horizons, and we'll be riding into the sun. What do you think? Huh? Say a little cowboy western thing.